I don't know about you, but sometimes the things that God does, the things that he says, the things that seem to be in his will just don't make sense to me. And so what I want to do is find out from God what he's really up to here. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And listen, stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet that I'd love to send you to help you grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? You know something? There's this one thing about God I would love to change. Just one thing. I wish I could make him see things my way. Nah, not every day. Just once in a while. You know, when I'm in a difficult situation, I have a plan of how to get out of it. And my plan is always a good one. I draw a straight line from where I am to where I want to be, the most direct route, the quickest path from A to B. And my plan is for me to travel that path in the blink of an eye. Pretty good plan, don't you think? I mean, hey, it doesn't get any better than that. But can I tell you how very rarely it actually happens that way? It seems to me that God's plan is always this convoluted journey over hill and dale, through deserts and storms, and one step forward and three steps back. And God's plan is so rarely my plan. God's way is so rarely my way. And hopefully you've gathered by now I'm being just a little bit tongue-in-cheek here and having a bit of a go at myself. But wouldn't it be nice, just nice, if God's plans were like our plans just now and then, from A to B by the shortest path possible? Over the last couple of days on the program, we've been looking at the story of a man with the very same dilemma, Habakkuk. He's been crying out to God about the violence, the injustice in his land amongst God's very own chosen people. Crying out, unloading the burden of his heart. Finally God answers, but Habakkuk definitely doesn't get the answer he was looking for. Oh Lord, how long will I cry out for help and you will not listen? Or I cry to you violence and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. That's Habakkuk's complaint. And then God responds, look at the nations and see. Be astonished. Be astounded. For a work is being done in your days that you would not believe if you were told. For I am rousing the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous nation who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. In other words, God is going to unleash the Chaldeans, the Babylonians. He might have well said to Habakkuk, Hitler's Third Reich. That was the effect of it. He's going to unleash them on God's very own people. Have a look how God describes them. Dread and fearsome are they. Their justice and dignity proceed from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more menacing than wolves at dusk. Their horses charge. Their horsemen come from far away. They fly like an eagle, swift to devour. They all come for violence with faces pressing forward. They gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, of rulers they make sport. They laugh at every fortress and heap up earth to take it. Then they sweep by like the wind. They transgress and become guilty. Their own might is their God. Well, needless to say, old Habakkuk, he has a bit of a problem. He's bawling his eyes out before God, and instead of God giving him exactly what he wanted, the shortest, most convenient route from A to B, God promises something completely different, so shocking, so fearsome, that the very first thing that God says is designed to cushion the blow of what's about to come next. Look at the nations and see. Be astonished. Be astounded, for a work is being done in your days that you would not believe if you were told. And so Habakkuk responds to God with his concerns. Have a listen to what he has to say to God about this stunning plan that God's just unfurled before his very eyes. Habakkuk chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. He says, Are you not from of old, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? You shall not die. O Lord, you have marked them for judgment, and you, O Rock, have established them for punishment. Your eyes are too pure to behold evil, and you cannot look on wrongdoing. Why do you look on the treacherous and are silent when the wicked swallow up more righteous than they? In other words, Habakkuk is saying, just hang on a minute here, God. I just want to remind you of something. You're God, remember? You're the Holy One. You're holy. That's spelled H-O-L-Y. That means you can't go using the Chaldeans against us. You've marked them for judgment and punishment because they're not your chosen people. Your eyes are far too pure to look upon their evil. You can't let these evil people bring greater evil upon your own people. You can't let these treacherous Chaldeans swallow us up. You just can't stand by and let this happen. No, no. No, this is not a very good plan, God. It's nice that you agree with me that what's going on among our people is no good. But just hang on. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's rethink this plan of yours. That's what old Habakkuk is saying here. And he goes on to drive his point home with God. I'm reading now from Habakkuk chapter 1, beginning at verse 14. He says to God, "You have made people like fish of the sea, like crawling things that have no ruler. The enemy brings all of them up with a hook. He drags them out with his net. He gathers them in his sign. So he rejoices and exults. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and makes offerings to his sign, for by them his portion is lavish and his food is rich. Is he then to keep emptying his net and destroying nations without mercy?" Habakkuk saying, God, this is going to be on your head. You have made us like fish, like crawling things that have no ruler. We're supposed to be your people, made in your image. And then you come along and use the Chaldeans to scoop us up with a net and just destroy us? What kind of plan is this, God? We're your chosen people. Remember us? Of course, this is exactly what ends up happening. Just a few years later, the Chaldeans come and destroy Jerusalem and they take God's people into captivity, into slavery for 70 years in Babylon. So let me ask you, what do you make of this? This God who's supposed to be the God of love and mercy, wreaking this awful, awesome judgment on his own people who, yes, have turned their backs on him. Yes, they're doing violent, horrible, unjust things. Absolutely, but this holocaust from this loving God, what do you make of this sort of God? Because this is the very sort of God that the Bible is teaching us about. Not the nice little tame lamb, but a ferocious lion about to tear his people down and bring them low. What do you make of this God? Well, I have to tell you right up front, I was kind of with Habakkuk here. I think Habakkuk has a point, don't you? Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to look at God's response. And one of the interesting things is how Habakkuk grows over this time of his conversation with God. But there's a point here right now that can't be dressed up. I can't sweep this under the carpet for you as much as you may want me to. And that point is this. God is sovereign and mighty and powerful, and what he decides goes. Can't tell you why he does things the way he does, why he doesn't fly us from point A to point B in soft, air-conditioned, first-class comfort each and every time. But he doesn't. And we can either fight that or go with it. Now, I'm really looking forward to sharing Habakkuk's journey with you over the next couple of weeks, a journey of growth in peace and understanding as he talks with God and God reveals who he is and what his plans are. And those plans, whether you and I like it or not, those plans more often than not look absolutely nothing like the plans that you and I have got. Life is not always easy. And when you're going through one of those difficult times, it can feel as though you're completely on your own. Frankly, it feels as though God's left you on your own with absolutely no idea of when he's going to show up again. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you, listen to this, grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the struggles of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.